Greetings, this is Jimmy, and this is the first time I've had to re-record a podcast. Audacity crashed the other day, wiping out nearly all of the recording and nearly all of the post-production work on it. Shame. Totally my fault, too, trying to do new things with cleaning up the sound. Oh well. Onward! Second time's the charm, right? Or something like that? Anyway, we're going to talk today about goals, schedules, and self-imposed slavery. This might be an intense cast, so bear with me as these ideas get explored. This week marks the start of a new month, the start of a new set of monthly goals. These goals have been helping me accomplish so much in the last year, their usefulness isn't in doubt. For December, I'm looking to keep up this podcast. I find it fun. Typing the script, reading aloud, the easy editing afterward. The podcast isn't a problem. This'll take me no more than, let's say, 3.5 hours total. That's been my average, higher numbers having been when I was still figuring out getting started with this whole podcast thing. I'm also looking to celebrate the end of the year. The end of a decade, really. It's a momentous time, so I aim to be present for it. Parties, seeing friends, and reaching out to those I adore is in order. This will happen not just because I am, or feel obliged to. I do it for you and I. It's my choice not to deny myself this. That's important. Okay, so that's the partying. How about more of the work? Well, this is where things get a bit tricky. My third goal is to write 3 tabletop role-playing game modules using the RPG system I worked on for the last 2 months. There's a lot more that goes into making a role-playing game than stating, "The game is about this, its world is like this, and here are some mechanics to navigate." It's lore, it's tables, it's example gameplay, it's layout and presentation, monsters and items and table etiquette. Breaking down the approximately 2-hour subtasks for these modules, I came up with about 33 to 41 different tasks, or 66 to 82 hours. Considering the last week of December is going to be spent abroad, that gives me about 26 hours every week, 3 to 4 hours a day, just on this, on writing modules. Oof. Well, let's table that subject for a bit. We'll come back to it in a moment, okay? My fourth goal is to write somewhere around 40,000 words to complete a first draft of a novel I title Shallow Seas. Should be easy since I already have 40,000 words written for it, right? Wrong. First, the word count. I write about 500 words per hour. At that rate, I'd need about 80 hours of dedicated writing time to get that 40K. That's an extra full-time job right there, over 3 weeks, on top of my programming day job. A week of partying with others to end the decade. My other goals. And things like traveling, laundry, sleeping, working out, and bathing. You know, the things that we need to function in modern society. The second concern with the Shallow Seas goal is this. Over many months, I've been stewing on the world and the plot. Finally. Last month, I tackled the structure once more, coming up with a solid outline that conforms very closely to the original. The trouble is that it doesn't conform closely enough. The entire first half of the novel would need severe editing if I jumped in halfway through the new outline. So, what's a person to do? That's where I am. 2 goals are a shoo-in, 2 goals are troubled. But I said I'd do them, so I'll do them, right? I promised you, the listener, right? Well, to paraphrase someone wiser than I, when faced with new factual information, there is no shame in changing my mind or course. I know after less flippant study of the proposed goals for this month that it would not be beneficial to me or anyone else to cram all this in. No one would argue that you stop when the light turns red when driving, that you renegotiate when another offer comes in, that you add salt to the dish even if you already have added it because, well, the food needs it. So, for me, a correction is required. First correction. Well, not really a correction. Keep the end of your goal set and dedicate appropriate content to this podcast. Second correction. Create a single sheet of a condensed rule set for the three role-playing modules. Include a separate sheet after that for player characters. Add another sheet or two for non-player characters and items with stats. And should all of those be complete, get in as much extra content and polish as possible before the new year. Correction number 3. Drop the word count to add to Shallow Seas by about a quarter, so only 10,000 words. Also, start again from the beginning with the newfound outline and established world. To make up for a missing first draft and 30,000 words, I will double down on the outline, doing additional planning and careful filling of the spaces between the beats of the story. In general, I'll create a recipe that I can follow in the months ahead to finish this story for good. And that'll be my new December. Ouch, that's a lot of change, a lot of having to go back on what I promised. And that's okay. Hear me out. We're going to chat, you and I, real quick about being our own tyrants. My schedule and goal list is there to help me live a more fulfilled life with less suffering. They've helped me do that for a good while now as very, very loyal tools. But ultimately, they're that. Tools. Not companions. Not something I need to hold unchangeable, sacred beyond reproach. I, being the person in this relationship, have a life. It's my life, divine to myself and to nothing and no one else. I am my own master, and the harshest one at that. Or, I try to be. So, what do we do if a mere tool of our own creation, meant for our own benefit, causes suffering? Change it, even if it has to be abandoned or destroyed. No nostalgia. Only memory of the good times and a ruthless acknowledgement of the current context. A response to the threat uncovered. My goals are not tyrants. I will not allow them to be. As you should not either with yours. As a person, you make your own schedule. Though you may not have full control always of your goals, say, we all have to eat and sleep. You absolutely have control of how you go about meeting those goals. Discipline yourself in those ways, choosing to give yourself a carrot or a stick as best suits you. But please, please refrain from handing over the reins of joy and pain to something else, especially artificial constructs like a schedule or a to-do list. That is there to serve you, not you it. Well, if you can't hear it, I'm stepping off my soapbox now. Well, December looks a lot better now. I feel these new endeavors keep me honest and hardworking, though will not crush me in sure failure, as they were set up to do before. Thanks for being patient with me on this. both the readjustment of goals and the, let's call it a rant, of my reasoning to the effect of why these goals needed a change. That's it. I'll update December's goalpost with this info. No worries about that. In the meantime, stay warm, accomplish what you set out to do, and may better things come from your designs. And hopefully this podcast survives for your posting. Cheers!